Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Tzolchutz HaTchum, somebody who exited his Tchum, so he's allowed to travel 2,000 Amos, but he traveled further on Shabbos, Afilu Amma Achas. Even if he only traveled one extra Amos, so he traveled 2,001 Amos from his Mokam HaShavisa, Lo Yikones, he's not allowed to enter back into the 2,000 Amos Tchum. Now we've learned earlier that somebody who leaves the Tchum is allowed to travel 4 Amos. We had a discussion whether it's 4 Amos in every direction, or perhaps 4 Amos in total, so only 2 Amos in every direction. But either way, that does apply here as well. So if, let's say, he is 1 Amma outside of the Tchum, he is still allowed to travel back into the Tchum, but he can only travel 2 Amos or 4 Amos. When the Mishnah says Lo Yikones, he can't enter the original Tchum, that means that he can't use it again. So he'd be able to travel another 4 Amos back into the Tchum, but he cannot use the 2,000 Amos. He would not be able to return to his city, because he has lost that Tchum totally. Now Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the original Tchum is within your 4 Amos, then the 4 Amos is really considered to be a continuation of that original Tchum, and you never really fully left the original Tchum, and as such you can still make use of that and return back to your city. Now a few Mishnayos ago we saw that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the 4 Amos which are given to somebody who left the Tchum are not 4 Amos in every direction, rather it's 2 Amos in every direction, which makes 4 Amos altogether. So continuing with that opinion, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shetayim, if you left a maximum of 2 Amos outside of the Tchum, then Yikones, you can re-enter the Tchum and make full use of the 2,000 Amos. But Sholosh, if you left 3 Amos outside of the Tchum, so that means that the 2 Amos which you have in every direction don't take you back to the original Tchum. So this 2 Amos, or this 4 Amos, is not considered to be a continuation of the 2,000 Amos Tchum, and therefore Lo Yikones, you cannot re-enter the original Tchum, and all the more so, if you do, you would not be able to use the 2,000 Amos, rather you only have 2 Amos in every direction. Alright, there are a number of different ways to explain the next part of the Mishnah. We're going to take one approach, and the Mishnah refers to somebody, Mishehech Chutz HaTchum, somebody who's outside of the Tchum of a city when Shabbos came in. So for example, a traveler who is 2,500 Amos outside of the city when Shabbos comes in, and he has intention that the city should be considered his Mokam HaShavisa. Let's say he thinks that he's within the Tchum, so he says that city should be considered my Mokam HaShavisa. So in this case, he's shown that he does not want the place where he is right now to be his Mokam HaShavisa. So he does not have 2,000 Amos from where he is right now. Rather, he should really get 2,000 Amos from the city. But he is right now more than 2,000 Amos away from the city. So we view it as if he left the Tchum, and therefore can only travel 4 Amos, already from the beginning of Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that somebody who is outside of the Tchum of the city, Afilu Amma Achas, even by 1 Amma, but he designated that city as his Mokam HaShavisa, Lo Yikones, he is not allowed to enter into the Tchum of the city, and the way we're understanding this is that he can't even enter further than 4 Amos away from where he is right now, because we view it as if he is outside of his Tchum. Now Rabbi Shimon argues on a technical point. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu Chameshri Amos Yikones, even if he is 15 Amos away from the edge of the Tchum, he can still enter the Tchum and then actually enter into the city even. Because the people measuring the Tchum do not give exact measurements because of those who make a mistake. We're going to learn in the next perek how they would measure the Tchum of a city, but once they had measured it, they would mark where the edge of the Tchum was. But Rabbi Shimon is saying that they would actually bring the mark in a bit more. The mark would not be at the end of 2,000 Amos of the city, but it would be 15 Amos inwards. And this was so that people who weren't careful, and by mistake took a step out of the mark, or a few steps, they would still be able to turn back and enter back into the city, because it would still really be considered part of the Tchum, because the mark was not at the edge of the Tchum. Now where do we get 15 Amos from? So the next perek teaches that the way they would measure the Tchum was by using ropes. And each rope was 50 Amos long, and so they would use 40 of these ropes in order to reach the 2,000 Amos mark. However, when holding the rope, there would be one person on each end, and they would hold it with their hands. So the distance of a fist on each end of the rope, for each of the 40 ropes, needs to be taken account of, because that wouldn't be part of the measurement. So for each rope, which was 50 Amos long, 2 tefachim of that rope, plus 1 etzba, 1 finger width, was not measured as part of it. So 2 tefachim plus an etzba times by 40 is 15 Amos. So that's why the marker would be a bit inwards, and they would do that on purpose, they would do that intentionally, so that people would not end up making a mistake and not being able to return back to the city.